today, President Obama signed an emergency disaster declaration for parts of Washington state as massive wildfires continue to burn there and in neighboring Oregon. The fires have already scorched nearly 1 million acres and destroyed at least 150 homes, including Libby Harrison's. She's the mayor of Pateros, Washington, and she spoke with residents about all they've lost at an outdoor town hall meeting.
I, myself, and family members have lost their home, and I just want you all to know that we as a community are going to pull together and make this town even better.
That tape from NBC News. Harrison's home was destroyed by the Carlton Complex fire in north central Washington. It's now the biggest wildfire in the state's history. Tom Bonsi is a regional correspondent for the Here and Now Contributors Network and the Northwest News Network. He joins us from the state capitol in Olympia. Tom, first of all, tell us what, you know, how large is this fire and what prompted the emergency declaration?
This, as you said, is a monster fire. It's nearly 400 square miles, and it's only 16% contained today. There are more than 2,500 firefighters and support staff assigned just to this one fire. It's destroyed at least 154 homes. But the good news is today the weather is helping. It's started raining last night. As I look out my window here, we're having just a beautiful, soft summer rain right now. That's going to help a lot.
Oh, help a lot. But I understand also that if it continues to rain in the region where the fires burned, that could signal a new round of worries for landslides, things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a mixed blessing. We just, in some ways, can't catch a break here in the Pacific Northwest this month. The National Weather Service has posted a flash flood watch for the eastern slopes of the Cascade Range and central Washington valleys through 11 o'clock tonight. And this is the area where that huge wildfire is burning, and a dozen others have also burned or recently burned. So the hillsides are denuded of plant life, and on those burn scars, then, when you get too much rain, there's the risk of mud and debris flow. So we're keeping our eye out for that today.
And to add insult to injury, so to speak, I understand that the fires took down a number of really essential electrical lines and power poles that have left a lot of residents who are already, you know, dealing with the fire and the smoke without electricity.
That's right. There are thousands of people without power, have been without power since the beginning of the weekend. And that's because something that I've never seen in years of fires, covering wildfires, is that the fires literally burned down the wooden power pole, not just a few of them, but the transmission lines from valley to valley, and then all the feeder lines to homes. And so the two affected local rural power cooperatives are saying it could be up to weeks before electricity is restored to some people, because not only do they need to restring the lines, but they need to find new power poles. And those are now in short supply, as well as the big machinery needed to sink power poles into the ground. And, you know, it's warm right now. It's the peak of summer. It's never a good time to lose your power, but it's 85 degrees. You really want your air conditioning on because you can't open your windows because of all the smoke that's outside.
Wow. So a lot going on at the same time because of these fires. And Tom, finally, I mean, you said that the fires were less than 20% contained. Any chance, I mean, what are firefighters saying about their chance of getting these wildfires under control or further contained anytime soon?
Well, they're feeling pretty good right now because the last couple days have been calmer than, especially with the wind, than earlier that is over the weekend. So they're making progress. The threat of losing more homes has gone down a lot. The fear now is that this cold front that's bringing the welcome rain will also set off a new round of lightning and thunderstorms. So just in the last 24 hours, there's been reports through the National Weather Service of 20,000 lightning strikes in the Cascade Ranges of Oregon and Washington. Now, most of that's coming with rain, so it's probably okay. But those tend to smolder for a couple days and then could spark a new round of wildfires. So definitely something the smoke jumpers are circling right now, mm-hmm. Especially out of Oregon, looking for those new starts so they can nip that in the bud.
Tom Bonsi is regional correspondent for the Here Now Contributors Network and the Northwest News Network. Tom, thank you so much.
You're welcome.